We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otzot Chaim. We are in Shan Kudim, Perik Gimel, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, towards the end. Daf Ches Amud Aleph over there. And it starts, V'hine Yesh B'zeh Mokam Shela. The Arizal is going to ask a question. It's a rhetorical question. He's going to answer it in a minute. And this, as I explained, it's going to be a big Yesod in all HaBosha. That will take us through all of Kabbalah. It's very, very important. So I'll show you a picture, a diagram of this as well. So let's just summarize what's happening over here. We have Oiras which are coming from Ak. Ak, Adam Kadmon, is the first Oilam that was created. And he had Oiras coming out from his eyes called the Oil. These are the Nikudim. Why are they called Nikudim? Pasha, they're very premature spheres. So the Mamash, just Nikudim. They're coming from the Anaim, the Ak. Now, that's one chelik of the oil coming out through the Anaim, the Ak. There's also another corresponding oil, which is in the Pnimius of Ak, which is coming out through three different places. From the Tibo of Ak, from the Sod of Ak, and also from the Tziponaim Raglia Ak. From his toes, it says, from the nails, between the nails and the fingers and the toes, it's coming out, shooting out. Now, what do these correspond to? They correspond to the Tibo oil, which is in the Pnimius of Ak, is going to go, it's going to meet up with the oil which is coming from the Anaim, the Ak, the Keser Shebo. There's 10 Nekudim coming out. One of them is called the Keli of Keser. Right? It's called the Keser of Nekudim. So the oil from the Tibo is going to match up and meet with it to reinforce its keli. Besides that, you have also Chokhmah Bina. The two other Nekudim are coming off from the Anaim, the Ak. That's going to get its reinforcement of its keli through the Yesod of Ak. All is going to come off through the Yesod of Ak, meeting out with the Chokhmah Bina and hitting onto those. And the rest, the Zayin, Tachtoinim, from Das to Malchus, where they're going to corresponding lights from, or from the Tzipone Raglaim of Ag, that's going to meet up with the rest of the Keli. Is that clear?
The ten come out, all are coming out from the Anaim.
Yeah, all 10 Keli are coming from the Anaim. And then there's all penetrating from the goof of Ag, coming to meet
from the Tabo, and what else?
Tibo, from the Yesod of Ag, and the Tziponai Ragli Ak. Those are the three Mekoymas.
And those are only Kalim. But more involved Kalim, as you say.
That's right. That's right. And then we're going to see later on, the next parak, all is going to come to Bimali, those Kalim.
So what's when you turn around, you turn back, what's that?
That's right. When they're coming out from the Enayim of Ak, they're going to turn back and mistakel on the Achav. The oil is the Achav that we spoke at the length, you know, with the oil coming up from there. There's Naim, Choit, and Peh.
It's going to happen later. That happens afterwards.
Well, it's happening now. As it's coming out, in Mistak, we spoke about that in the Kula. And now it's coming down.
And then it meets, after that, it meets with these other
Tibo, Yesoid, and the Tzipona Raglin. Frek Da Arizal Kash. V'hine, yesh v'zvei makom sheila. Well, I have a question here. V'hi, k'hine lo'olam ha-yesod. Who bechinas adas? Now, what does that mean? Either it's Yesod or Das. What does it mean here? So explain this. Ki Hari Matzino, she Yesod shel ima hu das deza. That we know, for example, if you're going to compare two patsufim together, the relationship between ima and za, because ima is just above za. So it comes out that we know they're not separate paltufim. We know that there's a yichud Hashem. Everything's connected. How is Zah connected to Ima? That means that the das of Zah is meluvish on the yesoid of Ima. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Do you see the picture in your mind? Remember we showed the pictures?
Yeah. Ima is more pnimis, so therefore Zah is around us.
That's right. Zah is around the lowest part of Ima. And Kumtala is that the Das is on the Yesod of Ima. V'chein.
And the keser, where's that? That's slightly above that.
The keser is on top, where the tiferes. The lowest part of tiferes. Tiferes, we split into three chalakim. Perek elyon, perek hamsoi, perek tachton. So we see the keser of the lower parts is on the tiferes of the higher parts. So what's the get to us? Nogea here, v'chein. Hayesod shel Adam Kadmon. Hu das shel nikudim. Ha nikudim. We can say oilam nikudim. So the oilam nikudim is meluvash on the lowest part of Ak, on the Nahi of Ak, it's called, and therefore come to realize that the das of the lowest lower world, which is nikudim, is meluvash on the soid of Ak. So one second. I'll clear the picture. I'll show you a picture of this. Right, this is the picture. Let's just get oriented. So everything you find in the light purple is the path of the Elyon. Okay, all of this is, let's say, is Ak. We don't even have to call it a name. We can call it path of Elyon, because the system works for all the different parts of it. So that's why I said it's the biggest soil in Kabbalah to understand this, which is called the Halbosha. So Keser, Chochma, Bina, Das, and this is Tiferes, so we split into three parts always. All of them you can split into three parts, but it's not Nogea. It's only really Nogea to Tiferes that we split into three parts. And then you have Netzach, Hod, Yesod. And then you have Malchus underneath. That's the entire part of Elio. And then you have a part of a Tachton in red, Meluvash onto that. Like you said, it's 360, right? A cylinder within a cylinder. So the Kes would be on the last part of the Tiferes. The Chochma, Chesed, and Netzach would be on the three Pchokim of Netzach. We'd also split up Netzach as we did over here. So Perek Elyon would be Keneged Chochma. Perek Emtsoy of Netzach would be where the Chesed would be. And the Perek Tachta of Netzach would be where the Netzach is. Of the Perek of the part of Tachta. Same thing we do on this side, which is called Baga. So the Baga, the path of Tachton, would be on the three Chalokim of Hod, and the Dati, Chalik, of the path of Tachton, would be on the three Chalokim of Yesod. Is that clear? Now, the Kasha is going to be as follows. That we said that all is coming out from the Tibur. Remember three places? Tibur, Yesod, and Ragle Ak. Always coming out. Now, excuse me. We said that this is where the Tibur is, by the Sof Tiferes. The end of your chest is your Tibur. Now, that's going to feed what? The Keser. It's going to make the Keli Keser. That's good. We see the Keser Maluvish onto the Tiferes. But we said Chochma and Bina are going to get their Keli is going to be done Aliday the Yesod of Ak. The question is going to be, how is that going to work? How is it going to work? Right? Because the Yesod is much lower than Chochm Bina. Bishlama, if it's in the same Mokum, it just hits it directly. But we never find that Shefa goes up and goes straight out and come down. But it's not a balloon. It's not going to float up. There's no gravity. So Mehechet Teisa, to say that Chochma is going to get it's Shefa from Yesod, it would be more appropriate to say the Chokhmah gets it from Netzach, and Bina would get it from Hod. But why should it get, Meher Teish should it get from Yesod? That's going to be the question here. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see that inside. So the question is, in Cain, Ech Yonkim Abba V'Imo, which is Chokhmah Bina, Mehev Ala Yotzim Yesod Adam Kadman Keniska. How can it be? How can it be going up? That's Shuvah here. Ki le'olam b'chinas, ki le'olam b'chinas yesod hu gevoa lemala mitchein perikim miloyin de nitzar v'hod kinira b'chush aror ros. Mebesor ech ze loka. The pasuk we see that wherever we see in this world is reproduced in the higher worlds. If you came. Muchachu shiyia das gvoa lemale mechochma bina v'chein haye inyan kan. So what does he say? He said very simply that you got the picture all wrong. That what you thought that the yesod is lower than the netzach etzor and hod is not true. Like, and I see for my own goo that your sword is higher than your two legs, right? So let's change the picture. Let's change the picture. Oh, look at that. And now we find that the picture has changed. So we see over here that the yesod now is higher than his yesod. And therefore that would make sense that if Mashpia can go downward, Mashpia down to Chokhmah and Bina. That's what's happening over here.
You still ask the same kasha, how is yesod higher than Netzach and Hoyt? Is that not a kasha?
No, the kasha wasn't on the Netzias. You can make the Eibishter can make the tzur whichever way he wants to, but if he's telling us that if one is mashpi on the other, there has to be some connection. The flow of shefa has to follow some rules. It goes down, goes straight away. But meretz, why should it go up? Teretz, you got the picture wrong. The tzur is not that Netzach is higher than Yesod. Your sword is higher than Netzach, and we see that's exactly the way it works.
But we count spheres. We can't say it afterwards.
Right. Okay, that's a good point. Right. A good point. The mice is we didn't make such a terrible mistake because, like you said, the counting wise, we always know that it's Tiferes Netzach Hod Yesod, and this picture is actually correct.
The first one
is actually correct, and this is also correct. So what's Pshat? So he explains himself. Aval Sham Biza Enoke. So we have to flip back to the first picture. Although he said right now the Yesod is lower, that's when you're dealing with Ak versus the Oilam of Nikudim. The Hainu, when you have a male Patsuf being Mashpira, the male Patsuf's Yesod is higher than the Netzach and Hod. Mashi again, when you're dealing with Ima versus Za, and Za's being Malbish Ima, then the picture is reversed. It's like the first picture. That's what he says about Sham Biza Enokim. If he kishabina nichneses bo lases lo mochi. What happens? She crouches down. Mashpeles he es asma. It's atma. She crouches herself down on her backside. The israkenes. She's rovetzes besor the em rovetzes alefrochim. She crashes over them. As muchach who she nagbihim rosh pchoki miloin the netzach hod shela. What she actually does is that she sits down, raises her two legs, her right leg, left leg, netzach hod. Or bechinas yesod shela nishva lemata mehem. Vaad nimso shadas hu lemata mechokma bina vahaven zeh. Okay, so that would be this picture. That would be this picture. When she's crouching down, then, sorry, I go back to this. That's this picture over here. When you were dealing with Zan Ima, when she crouches down and her legs go up to feed the children, then her Netzach Hod goes up, her legs go up, and her Yesod is down here. Masha Enkin, when it's a male part of being Mashpia, then the picture looks like this. The Hainu, the Halbosha, would look like this, that the Netzach is higher than the Netzach. No, that's the teretz of this. That's very, very important to understand.
So then you want it by Ima, is there any exception of all other ones?
The Hainu, when it's a female part of being Mashpia, Lavdavka Ima, it could be Nuk, it could be Nuk, the Arachampi, Nuk, the Atik, there's many different female Patsufim involved there.
So why, I asked, do we usually count that way around? Why are we generally dealing with female ones and not?
Because that's the way that in all Kabbalah, we try not to focus on higher Patsufim. Ak and Atik and all these higher Patsufim is really not Nogeir to us. We have no really Shachas to them whatsoever. What's Nogeir to us is Zah. That's the closest we have. Right? It's Hashem, Yukevavke, that's all we can deal with at this moment in time, right? And in Olam Haba, we're going to be dealing with Abavim, we're going to be moving up and up and up and up in different avoiders Hashem will be doing. But whatever's Nogeir to is Zah, and Zah, what's Nogeir to him is Ima. Zima, which is just above. That's why we always have this picture of these three triads, because we're always dealing with Zah and Enoch. Yeah. Okay, that's clear? In fact, the Mefarshim, they still don't understand. Because at the end of the day, what are we saying over here? We're saying that the Yesod of Abba, sorry, the Yesod of Ak, is higher than the Netzav Ahod. Right? Here's his Yesod. And then his Netzach and Hod, like we see, the male Patuf, his Yesod is higher. At the end of the day, we know the only Nekev that there is that the last part of the Yesod is down here. So come to us that the Shefu Vital still have to go up to Chochman Bina. Right? Because the only way the Shef can get out is the at last part of the Yesod. You know what I'm saying? Right.
So how do you know it's so low? Maybe you say it's higher.
Because we know the tzur, yeah, we know the tzur of the Patsufim. So the Kerem Shlomo gives the teretz. He says, "Elachanami, it's true that the attack of the shepherd, the only way the shepherd can come out is from the last part of the Yisro, which is over here. But since it's coming from Ak, and Ak is the highest part of this whole sphere over here, then we consider it to be the shepherd on a higher bechina." The Shefa is on a higher Bechina, and therefore it's allowed to be Mashpia on Chochma and Bina, which are lower vis-a-vis Yesod. You're right, technically the Shefa has to go down, back up. We're not disturbed with that. We were just disturbed about the Bechina of Yesod was lower than Netzach and Hod. Now we're saying that it's higher. Okay, that's one teretz. The Leshem says an interesting teretz, very, very interesting, very mechudish, kedaka b'kodesh. The Leshem wants to say that since we're still in the Tohu, we haven't done the tikkun yet, then the Prokim is not like it's shown over here. Really, but there were spaces between all these, the three chalokim you saw it. So the shefa went down from here to there. It didn't actually go down. It didn't have to go down through all the three parakim of Yesod, but rather from the top of the Yesod already was be able to mashpia. Therefore, it was coming down. Okay, good. So let's continue. Let's finish off the parak. The kavayadatam ki nekud shuruk. Remember, we gave ramazim to all these things before. Now you're just finishing off the ramazim. The chayin kavayadatam ki nekud shuruk hu be Yesod. Every Nikud is connected to a different sphere. Now, how is this represented? How do we know the Yesod is Taka Azoi, Bishur? Kinesga be Tikun in Tikun Ayin, Valachin Amarnu ki Nikud Shuruku be Emsa Ois. That's like the Yesod. Who? Bechinas Yesod. Shu be Emsa Netzach Vohod. We know that the Yesod is in between Netzach Vohod. That's represented by this Nikud. Vehevel Yot Miren Nika Shuruk. And that's coming out. Bederek Shuruk. It's a remes. V'arubianu havayas nekudos. Okay, perik dalit. V'nir. V'nevar atem mitzias yitzias l'chutz. Now we're talking about, and we're going back again. Here is this chazar for us, Baruch Hashem.
This is Be'emsa, you mean like,
Be'emsa? Be'emsa?
Yeah,
Be'emsa. Okay. Now, we're going. Chazar again, we're talking about the all coming up from the Nine Da'ak. ונבאי אתם מציאס יציאס החוץ והנה כאשר יוטו אלו עשור נקודויס from the nine back שהם מן הכסף על המלכוס תן לולו נקודש כמל הייתה יציאס עם הפך יציאס הקודם. Remember, where did the nekudim, where did the oilam of the nekudim come from? From the pedak. That's where it all started, right? We saw oilers coming up from Oznaim. We had oilers coming out from the choytem of Ak, and then finally we have the oilers coming out from the Pidak, which created the world of Akudim. So in the world of Akudim, as we remember, it's mamish pumfaket to the world of Nikudim. Kisham b'yetzias Akudim yatzda malchutz trilo v'kese b'achroina v'kam b'nikudim haya b'hefer ki ha'kese shalem yatzda rishon obo haya kululim kol ha'teisha achroina. So one difference is that in Akudim happened, the Malchus came out first, and in Nukudim, the Kesa came out first. And the way it happened was that Kesa came out not by itself. In Kolul, in Kesa, was all the nine other spheres. Va'achkar yatzta Chochma, u'ba'kululu kol shmoyne. But the Chochma, the Ahainu Chochma, came out from Kesa, and there was other eight spheres which were. Kolul into that sphere. V'chena derze yasta ima, which is the bina. Kolul ba sheva achroinus. V'az aita hi nika ema bonim. So again, the all that came out from the Anaim, the Ak, it came out in one Svira. Not to be confused with the earlier stage of the Yetzias HaKelim of Nekutim. Yetzias HaKelim came out as a Svira. We're talking about the all of these Nekudos. The all of Nekudos came, one big Svira came out. And in this big Svira, that Svira was called Kesem. Kululubo was Tesha Svira. And then came out from there was the Svira of Chokmah.
Kululubo, from itself, from the Setzim.
That's right. Came out eight Sviras from that. And then it branched off, all those eight came out, and created what's Taka Bina. And Bina is another word for Ema. And this is the phrase which is called Emabonim. Emabonim. So in Bina you had seven. She's a female Patsuf. And that's what it says for words. She's Taka the Emabonim. Emabonim. V'achikach Hotzia hi es sheva kulam kululum v'chesed. Kulum v'chesed. Then Taka Vaita, they went down and created a new sphere called Chesed. And in Chesed was all the other Zayin. V'achikach nidgolis ha'gvura. And then Gvur, and Vaisa, Vaadasov, until all the spheres came out one by one. So you have the picture? Kesetake had all nine, then the Chokmah had all eight, and so on and so forth, until all of them developed from this one big one. Achenin, so she yatsta, Malchus, Achronish, Mekulam. Now, V'od Yesh Hefer Sheni. The Hainu, the Arizal right now is comparing the world. The world of Akudim with the world of Nikudim. So the first difference that we said, the difference between Akudim and Nikudim, is that in Akudim, Malchus came out first, and Nikudim, Keser came out first. The second difference is very, very important as well. Ki ve'od yesh hefer sheni, ki sham be'akudim t'chilo yotzo oiras. In Akudim, what happened? Can anybody tell me? What happened in Akudim? How did the world of Akudim develop itself? Yeah, very good, yeah. It all came out from the pear and retracted itself, chelik of it, the or ha dakshabo, and then his bashed the sheni came out, bashed into it, and then. And then we had the creation of the kelim. Yeah, it was memali that. As soon as let me take that over here. So they all came out together.
It's about out of the pe.
Out of the pe da'ak, and then the oil dak came back inside and left the oil gas to consolidate itself and become more megash, and that became the kelim. And then the oil, his special sheni came out to memali. That's the development over there. So the oil came out first, and the kelim developed through there. Pum faket to the world of Akudim. Because in the world of Akudim, we saw that what happened over here.
Everything came out.
No, here came out to Ava Benikudim Yotstu Tchila Asova Kalim Zelemat Mezir. First, what happened over here? The Kalim came out first. Or within Akudim, the oil came out first. And then the Kalim was developed from there. Here, Taka, the oil, the Kalim came out first. The 10th Kalim. Venasa Alide, Histaklus is what you're referring to. They turned around and Histakl Ayin, Beshlosha Orgos Acha, for Kinis Chaleel. Ve'ach Ga Yotzu Asora Kalim. Then, Asora Kalim, then what happened after that? They came out from their Naim De'ak, they looked at the Achav, and then they floated downwards to the Tibo of Ak Ulimata. That's where they settled, and that's where the world of Atzilus will finally be developed. As a Yotzu, Va'achash Yotzu Asora Kalim, Hunochu Bim Koimam Zitach Ze Kolcha Levado. Then they all came out in nine. You got that? First the Kalim came from the nine, and then they all came out separately. Completely different system happened here. The Yotza Keser, and again one big sphere came out called Keser. Uba Kululun Kolatesha Oiras, and then split. Then nine were involved in Kululun inside. V'chem B'chokma Yotza Achgal Kushmoni V'chem Yotza Nimalchus Levadu V'achroino. Is that clear? Is that clear?
It's backwards, and everything came out in one go, and then the iris pulled back.
That's right. That means that the oil came out first, and then pulled back, the oil back, left
the kelim. Here the kelim came first.
Here the kelim came first, and then the oil came out second. V'nimsa she'otze keset chila, v'nichnas be'kili shalom, V'haya kululo is bo kol atisha oros. He's just repeating himself. V'achikach nisha o hakeli akeser bekeli shelo. V'yotso o chokma im shmona achrone kululo bo. V'nichtes bekeli chokma. V'chen ki yotso v'zeat shisaimo kulam l'kanes b'toch hakelim shelahem. Is that clear? So again, the ore of keser came out and found its kelim keser when inside. Gewaltig. Now remember, as we said, in the ore of keser was nine other oilers of the other nine spheres.
And all the ten kelim were already there.
All the ten kelim already by the tibo of akulimata. And then the ore of keser stayed in the kelim of keser and then moved on into the kelim. All eight now moved on to the kelim of Chokhma. The all Chokhma stayed in the Keli Chokhma, and then all seven moved down to Bina, Emma Banim. She had all the Banim, I know all seven other spheres in there, including her Bina. So her Bina all stayed in the Bina of Keli, the Keli of Bina. And then they all moved on, so and so forth, until every Keli got its own all. Aval da. Kasha or Keser, Nichnas Tchila Bekeli, Hayusha Oros Betelim Lo. It's very important you saw it. All the other oilers knew that this is taki the mokum and the zman for keser. Keser is the malchus here, the hainu. Yeah, he's the ari. So he's taking the show, and everything else became bottled to him. Lotzoni loymo be'ercho shu o godo mekulam yachad v'lechein hayicholus bekeli shol lisbol oiso v'lisbol tesha oilers aacherim v'lo nishbar. וכן בצס אור חוכמה ונכנס בכלי שלו והיה שמונה אורס כלולו בו וכן בצס אור הבינה כלולו בשבע אחרונס נכנס בכלי שלה והכלים שלהם היו כלולו מביסבו ולא נשברו כי כולם היו בטלים באר אבא ואמא. So again, the all of keser came into the keli of keser, and all the other oilers which are kolul into the keli of the all of keser were bottled to it. Therefore, the keli of keser was able to be soivel not only all of keser, but all the other nine, because it's a phenomenal. It's a phenomenal thing. I mean, you can say the keli is stronger than the oil. How strong can it be? Can it actually be absorbing nine times or ten times in this case the 10 times the amount of oil compared to its keli? Yeah, because all of them were bottled.
Well, it's bottled because the keser is much higher than all of them, so it's like a mashu humor. Klappe.
I don't know, see, it's not so mashu.
Do we say that generally that the
how much does it take to break a keli? It's a mashu.
I'm saying the fact that the keli has a bit stronger than the oil, that's already enough.
You're shy. Yeah, okay. Could be. What's the chiddush?
No,
yeah.
Once everything's in place at the end, do we say that the kli of keser is higher than the or of chokhma? Is the or of chokhma below the kli of keser?
Yeah, because it's. I would think so. Yeah, it's part and parcel of
keser. The or and the kin go very tight together.
Yeah. So the same thing happened with chokhma. Chokhma was able to contain all the spheres of Chokhmah downwards, and then it passed on all the oils into Bina. Bina was also able to do the exact same thing, able to contain. Mashenka, when it came to Das, the story changed drastically. The Kedimim Habonim Mitchilo Omdim Kolulim B'Moach Aviyem V'Yesod Tipas Moach. So we're holding by the story is in Chokhmah was able to contain everything, and then passed over all the oils into Bina. That is like an Abba being mashpia to the Ima, passing over a tipa, b'shas zivuk from the Abba to the Ima. Okay? Kedimion, I repeat. Kedimion habonim shebetchila omdim kolulu b'moach aviyem, b'yisotipas moach, dahainu. And it's b'shas zivuk, the tipa which is transmitted b'sof to the Imas always starts b'das, the das. You always have to have das. Without das, you can't mezavik. There's no zivug in bechla. You first have to have das, that creates a spiritual tipa in the das de abba, and then it's passed over to yisod de abba, and then from yisod de abba it goes into yisod de ima. And she does the same thing on her side. She has also a tipa in the das de ima. V'chein behayos abonim b'sod ibu b'may imosam yicholim liyoshon v'hi yicholim lisbolam. And that's the reason why ima or bina did not break, because that's a natural state of affairs for her to carry an ibu. Because Abba, which is Chochma, passed over a tipa over to Ima, which is a natural thing. So the Ima was able to soivel all that as well. And therefore this is called Tikkun. We're coming out of the Tohu. Till now, all this time, we've been talking about the Tohu, separate entities, not working together. But now we're seeing Taka, a triad, Keser working together with Chochma, Chochma working with Bina. This cooperation between spheres is called Loshon Ariza, called Tikkun. Okay? I'll read that again. V'lechein haya b'chinas Tikkun shlosh ha-rishonis v'lo nishbot klal.
All nichlal ima, all the others, that was something below.
All seven nichlal, yeah. Like there were nichlal in Keser and nichlal in Chochma originally. V'kasher haya, now we're going to start with the breakage. V'kasher haya v'sheva tachtonis kolulun b'may imam. Well, first, before we get into the breaking of the rest of the Kalim, we'll speak of a very, very important Nikud over here called Man. A big Yisoid in Kabbalah, especially in the Kavonas. When we get to Mitzashem, Hayusham Bebechines Mayim Nukfim, which is called Man for short. Me'orim Zivug Elyon Shel Abba V'Ima. The Hainu, when Abba was transmitted this Tipo, which we were, in this particular case, it's considered to be the Zayin Tachtoidim, right? From Chochma, the Hainu, Bina, until the rest of them, till Malchus, the seven of them, all transferred into Ima. They were now in Ima, and there's a Musa called Maliman. Sorry, I'll read that again. V'kasher hayu sheva tachtonis klulun b'may imam. When the Zayin were finally transferred into imam, hayu sham b'bechinas man, mayim nukfim. And what is the tafkid of mayim nukfim? Me'orim zivug elyon shel abba v'imam. Omnam betzeis misham hasheva tachtonis shehem sheva malochim be'eretz edom shemeisu. So this taka, we saw a very interesting thing happen. First of all, there was a matzav where actually there was a haschol of the tikkun. The Hainu, we found the first three spheres, Keser, Chochma, Bina, working together. That's what the matzav of the tikkun. But as soon as they tried transferring further down the line into Das, into Chochma, Bina, Das, Chesed, Gvor, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, when they started filtering down there, the system didn't work, it broke down, and each of the spheres started breaking. As soon as the all started penetrating into the Kalim, it crashed, until all the spheres crashed. But Kol's Man, they were inside of Ima, there was a Tikkun there, not only in the fact that they worked together, but the Zayin Tachtoinim, the Hainu from Chesed downward, were being Maleman. The Hainu, they were Me'ora Cheshek, a Chuka, to Ima, and Abba, in order to keep this Zivuk process happening. And the Zivuk process is the Tafkid of all Tafkidim, because that reproduces Shefa, which nurtures all the Tachtoinim.
Is that after they've broken the...
No. Before. While they're still in Ima.
While they're still in Ima, they're
considered to be the Ibu. Zayin Tachtonim are in Ima, and the Maliman, either the Chuka. We find that a child in the mother's stomach is all of the mother. You know, there's movement over there. But in spiritual terms, it's Takid Mo'ora Zivug. A zivug between Abba and Ima, and that is a good thing, because then there's a united force together, and when they're united, they're mashpia to the tachtonim. They're feeding the tachtonim.
Even though there's no kavim lemaisa, but there's still a shefa, but they can't give it.
Right. Right. No, there are kavim. The kavim are there.
Kavim are still there.
Yeah. Before anything broke, right?
They're not in their kavim yet.
No, they're not in the keli. They're still in the. So let's go through the story again. So all the oil came into the keli of Keser. Then all nine went into Chochma. and then all eight when it's a bina. Right? So bina has her own, so we consider them seven. Those are seven extra ones that she shouldn't be carrying with her. She has seven extra all, which is chesed until malchus. Well, we can consider that das as well. While they're still there, they're considered to be an ibur b'maya ima, emma bonim. They are ma'ore in her because they're very safe there and they're very happy to be there. They're more ma'ore chuka in order to for her to be yachid with Abba, and that creates a yichud between Abba and Ima, and that's mashpia on the kelim which are below. We still have the kelim when the kelim came at first. The kelim are the tibul the aku lemata, and that nurtures all everything which is below that. Later on, when they come out of Ima and they try to get into their individual keli, we'll see each keli breaks. And this is the famous sugya of the Zayin Malachim Shemesu, or the Mikra Malachim, or Malachim Shemesu, whatever you want to call them. It's different words for them.
So when they're Malamon, while they're still inside Ima, what exactly do they cause anything else besides being Malamon? Do they actually get Shefa extra at that point?
Yeah, they get Shefa, yeah.
Yeah, from the Ziva,
yeah.
Is that like what the Gemara says that Ishim of Beres, it's good for the vlant to have a zivug?
That could be the
chance.
Except
for the Shastri.
Can't say for sure, but it would make sense. Yeah,
it's got to do that sugya.
Yeah. V'lachein iva b'tchila sod sheva malachim ha'elu. Now we're going to talk about the next chelik of it, which is a Zayin Malachim. Zayin Malachim, which is mentioned here as they have a different name as well, not only Zayin Malachim, which is considered to be Zayin Tachtonim, which in Patsufim name is called Za. And what are they exactly? Kehinehem mina das v'lemata. So the first one here, das is the first one, ches is the second one, gvur is the third one, tifel is the third, fourth one, netzach and hod, interestingly, they're considered to be one sphere, the tche palge gufa, two sides of the same coin, that's number five, melech number five, v'yesod is number six, malchus is number seven, v'hine yav netzach and hod, nechshovin kol echad v'chatz yeguf, u'ben shneihem hem echad belvat, that makes the zayin malachim. V'da, ki elu hem inyon amalochim in his kome pashas vayishlach. Now, what time are we going to? Okay, we say we'll stop here. Anyways, we're starting a new sugya called the Zayin Malachim. This is Mamash's sugya, so it's a good stopping point. And then we'll continue to parakeh next time.
Did we finish the paragraph?
No, we're going to stop it here. This is the akdama to the Zayin Malachim. From now on, we spoke about the first three Kesach Chochma Bina, and then the next seven is already the Zayin Malachim. That's a new parasha called the Shvira, and this is where it all starts. This is the main sugya in Kabbalah. Okay. Good.
Good.